Consider the use of a repellent, we're told. Yes, but which repellent? And how long will the repellent protect us? Professor Jonathan Day has the answers to those questions. He is a professor at the University of Florida's Medical Entomology Laboratory and co-author of a new study comparing mosquito repellents. Professor Day told us that he conducted his tests with the help of 15 lucky volunteers.
What we ended up doing is taking 10 female mosquitoes that were ready to blood feed, putting them in the cage, and then exposing the volunteers who had treated themselves with repellent to those mosquitoes.
You mean sticking their arm into the cage?
They willingly went and stuck their arm into the cage with 10 hungry female mosquitoes.
And the same people did this with different kinds of repellents on their arm?
Yes.
How long would they keep their arm in the cage?
People would put their arm in the cage for 1 minute. If they received a single bite during that 1 minute period, then the test ended, and we used that value to calculate mean protection time. If they did not receive a bite, then it depended on whether it was a long-lasting repellent or a short-lasting repellent. They would go in at 5 minute intervals or 15 minute intervals, depending on what we were testing.
Well, after 15 people and after multiple insertions of their arms with different kinds of repellents on them into the cage, what kind of insect repellent comes out in first place?
Well, it fell to the gold standard, which is any DEET-based repellent.
And the more concentrated the DEET, the longer it lasts?
If you use a low-concentration DEET, you get about 2 hours of protection. If you use a high-concentration DEET, you get up to 6 hours of protection. But it doesn't matter whether you have a low concentration or a high concentration on. During that first 2 hours, both products are as effective.
So if somebody is going to be out in someplace dense with mosquitoes and they put on the highest concentration DEET insect repellent, that could take them through 5 or 6 hours.
If they're active, say they're playing soccer or softball or something like that, quite likely they will have to reapply well before that 6 hours.
Now, there are other kinds of insect repellents marketed that don't have DEET. Some of them, for example, have a soybean or a citronella. And then there's, Skin So Soft is a citronella-based, I guess, substance that is used by some as an insect repellent. How do those substances do?
Yeah, there are basically what you call the plant derivatives. The low concentrations, they lasted in the order of 10 to 20 minutes with a single application. The higher concentration citronellas in the soybean oil product lasted up to 90 minutes. In general, the plant derivatives give you shorter protection time with a single application.
For each of the treatments that you measured here, there's a range. Some people were protected for 200 minutes by the highest concentrative DEET, others for as long as 360 minutes or 6 hours. That would seem to confirm the idea that some people just are more attractive to mosquitoes or can protect against them less well than other people. And any truth to that idea?
Oh, that is definitely true. All you have to do is go to a 4th of July cookout and watch people on the deck, and you'll see that there are people that attract many, many more mosquitoes than other people. Individual variation is remarkable, and all of the studies that have been done indicate that people that attract a lot of mosquitoes are people that produce a lot of carbon dioxide. So people with a high metabolic rate, people that are fidgety, people that are more active, moving around a little bit more, are the ones that are attracting the mosquitoes.
But do you think if they tried to be very calm or meditated or something, they might attract fewer mosquitoes?
Well, that may not be in their personality.
I see.
Somebody working in the yard is attracting a lot of mosquitoes. Somebody laying in the hammock is not attracting many at all. So given a choice between the two, I think I'd lay in the hammock.
Well, Professor Day, thank you very much for talking with us today.
My pleasure.
Jonathan Day is a professor of medical entomology at the University of Florida and co-author of the study in the New England Journal of Medicine, Comparative Efficacy of Insect Repellents Against Mosquito Bites.